It's time to step into Tonia's kitchen. Here is Tonia King.
Brand new cookbook to tell you about called Zingerman's Bakehouse from the famous Zingerman's Bakery in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Here's co-author Amy Emberling sharing a rhubarb pie recipe.
And it's called Simply Rhubarb Pie.
Ooh.
And it's not strawberry rhubarb. It's just straight rhubarb. And it's in an all-butter crust. I think what's special about it is that we use really fresh Michigan rhubarb. Use the rhubarb that you can get that's locally grown. And our little trick is that we sugar the rhubarb the night before we're going to make the filling. And then that rhubarb juices up and you get some liquid. And then we take that liquid and we cook it with a little bit of cornstarch without the rhubarb in it. And then we mix the rhubarb into that thickened syrup. And then we put it into the pie crust. And our pie crust is in the book, and there's a really, really great description of how to make it. It includes the word schmearing. So if that is appealing to you to think about schmearing some dough, then read that recipe.
You know, I'm fascinated, though, about the total rhubarb pie. And I love that idea of kind of sweating the rhubarb the night before.
Yeah, I think otherwise what happens is you don't know how juicy your rhubarb is going to be. And so sometimes you have a pie that's real running with juice, and you cut into it and you're sort of disappointed because it's blowing all over your plate, or you cut into a pie and it's way too dry and you don't know that until it's already baked. But this makes it a lot more foolproof because you create the juice ahead of time, you thicken it ahead of time, and then you cook the rhubarb in the pie, and it comes out really, really well each time.
Visit toniaskitchen.com for details.